This week, we're exploring how Wisconsin's warming winters are influencing the world around us. We're all part of an intricate web of life. But climate change is stressing that web, including the state's wildlife. Environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story as we continue with our series, Thin Ice.
Gary Casper has been monitoring all sorts of wildlife in Wisconsin for decades. Reptiles and amphibians, just to name a couple. He's worked on ecological restoration projects and biodiversity studies throughout the Midwest. Earlier this month, I joined Casper at Mequon Nature Preserve. He explains you can find evidence of crayfish even in the winter.
We're looking for these little mounds of subsoil.
The little mounds of worked up soil are signs that crayfish have burrowed down below. The 510-acre preserve is in the midst of a decades-long transition from farm fields to their more natural state, prairies, and eventually forest. Trees are being planted, and wetlands have gradually been restored. Those marshy areas that serve as natural sponges also appeal to some of the critters Casper is keeping an eye on.
They're breeding hubs for amphibians, and we also have other special creatures that are dependent upon these hydric soils that have been restored, the prairie crayfish.
The crayfish burrows as deep as 10 feet. Casper says others take advantage of the pathways as well.
Especially the snakes and some insects and frogs, salamanders, to get down to the water during the drought periods and escape the heat.
But Casper worries about the impacts of warming and sometimes erratic winter conditions on creatures the nature preserve is monitoring.
Small mammals that are like in this prairie, those species are really affected by these poor winter conditions we're having right now with no snow on the ground.
When I met Casper, it was cold, but the landscape was still snowless.
Plus, if there's a deep freeze, it can reach their underground retreats, and they may not survive. And that's true for some of the amphibians here as well.
Casper says our changing climate is threatening wildlife in Wisconsin.
Because we're right on a transition zone from southern prairie to northern forest. So there's a lot of species that are kind of at the edge of their range limits here, and they're all going to be affected as this climate changes.
Further north in Wisconsin, UW-Madison researchers have been keeping an eye on a small mammal trying to safely navigate warmer winters with less snow cover. Jonathan Pauley says snow is critical to the snowshoe hare. They're named for their large hind feet, shaped like snowshoes. The hares are brown much of the year, but they turn white in the winter. Historically, snow provided camouflage to protect them from predators. But as winters have progressively become warmer and snow cover has diminished,
these snowshoe hares were still white. They were highly vulnerable to predation because they're white snowshoe hares on a brown background.
Yet the snowshoe hare's fate might not be as bleak as it sounds. Pauley says there are ways forests could be managed to reduce the hare's vulnerability. Closer to home in Waukesha County, efforts are underway to protect a delicate habitat.
This already shallow, depressional ephemeral pond.
Within the county park system's 8,000 acres of green space, conservation biologist Julia Robson is focused on removing buckthorn from a woodland adjacent to the ephemeral pond. They form in shallow ground depressions from spring snowmelt to precipitation. This ephemeral pond resides below the woodland.
They forage, they basically find their food. Some of them actually spend the winter in that leaf litter.
Buckthorn, an invasive shrub, makes for a less healthy woodland. The salamanders and frogs typically migrate from the woods to the wetlands when the snow melts and frozen soils thaw out. The frogs and salamanders lay their eggs, and the next generation begins. Robson calls it a beautiful synchronization of life histories. But
when we have warmer winters, which usually means maybe an earlier spring, that rhythm is just kind of getting off.
Robson says what happens to wetland systems matters, not just to amphibians.
75% of wildlife in Wisconsin depend on wetlands at one point in their life or another.
Take the nesting yellow warbler.
They'll migrate back here. They're eating insects primarily. These ephemeral wetlands, they will be the first areas that start producing early hatches and emergence of insects. So these wetlands are also providing really critical food for other wildlife.
Warming winters are putting creatures at risk. Tomorrow we'll look at whitefish in Lake Michigan as our series Thin Ice continues. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.